Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Here's Young to his right, and now in trouble and sacked by Pierce. James Pierce was working on Ike Ekwonu, the fourth-year tackle out of NC State at the left side, and Ike's a big man. He does not move as well as 27 does.
8:04 on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass, and this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We're going to get to wake-up call in a moment. We have full phone lines, no surprise there. But here are the headlines before you clock in. The Hawks beat the Suns last night for their fifth consecutive win. Overcame a 22-point deficit to make the final score 124-122. They'll play Detroit tomorrow. As far as your college football scores, Texas A&M overcame a terrible first half to beat South Carolina 31-30. Oklahoma beat Alabama 23-21.
Woof.
Georgia dominated Texas 35-10. Go Dogs. And Georgia Tech overcame a double-digit fourth-quarter deficit to beat Boston College 36-34. The Eagles did beat the Detroit Lions at home for Sunday Night Football 16-9. And the headline we've been talking about all day today, the Atlanta Falcons did fall to the Carolina Panthers in overtime 30-27. It is five losses in a row.
This has been a horrific football season for me with my two teams. Obviously, the Falcons and my Gators were all really bad. But you know what? I might look like a prophet with the Tech 10 wins and the Falcons 50 sack thing.
That's pretty true.
You shouldn't have backed off the 50 sack thing. Well, you would have definitely looked at it. You backed it down, and now I'm like, I wish you would.
I said at least, what, 40 or 45?
Yeah, like, we were like 50, and you're like, well, I mean, at least 40.
Yeah, Nostradamus is in full effect.
I mean,
and
well,
now it's like, dude, you shouldn't have backed off.
I know.
You should just full-fledged went in.
Well, y'all hammered me. I mean, just all over me about it. So
should have gave Squid some more support.
You know what? Let's.
I would never hammer you like that.
Pause. Hey, yo.
Dylan,
that
rescue
was intentional.
Us. All right, guys, we've got a full phone line, so we're going to blow through these wake-up calls. Let's go ahead and start with Adam in Canton. Adam, what's up? What you got for us?
Hey, good morning, guys. Wake up call for Falcons fans. We are who we thought we were after last year. No identity other than flashes in the pan from both sides of the team. And if I can rant for 1 second, I'll make it quick. The game yesterday was frustrating. Kyle Pitts reverting back to himself. Poor Brooks. Somebody better go check on his mental health because he was getting abused all game. And why was Ellis covering McMillan on that touchdown pass? I just don't get it. And, Bo, I'm going to say one more thing that might upset you. I feel like Penix is soft. You got Bryce Young out there practically playing on a broke ankle, comes back into the game, leads his team to victory. We lose our quarterback. Yet again, we're relying on Cousins, the wet noodle, to go out there and win the game, and we blow it. And I'm frustrated and I'm tired. And between my Gamecocks blowing a 30-3 lead on Saturday and the Falcons losing this game in grand fashion on Sunday – this football weekend stunk. I'm tired of it. Can we just skip to basketball season? Can we just move on to baseball season? Because I'm over it.
Well, Adam, I'm glad you got the vent.
That's what we're here for.
Your weekend was as frustrating as mine, sports wise. Can I say one thing?
Go ahead.
First off, the training staff told Michael Penix he wasn't going to play. Right? They're like, dude, we need to be careful with this. Secondly, Bryce Young might be as dramatic as it comes. Because a couple of those times, he rolled around on the ground for a couple of minutes and then got up and walked off. And looked
one
fine.
Of the times I was really nervous it was a head injury. I was like, oh, man.
Yeah. The first time he got hit.
Yeah. Ronnie Harrison sack.
Yeah. I was like, oh, man. I don't know if you could catch it audibly on the broadcast. I said, oh, no. Because I thought he was really hurt.
Yeah, I did too.
And then he kind of hobbles off, walks to the locker room, comes back, and he's fine. They retaped his ankle. Yeah. But I think he was a little bit dramatic with the last couple of times he got taken care of. But look, everybody has their feelings. I'm not going to tell you how to feel, all right? As long as we keep it above board. Let's go to Jay outside the perimeter. Jay, what you got for us?
So my question to you guys are, is this like a marriage where, you know, you're going to have some good years, bad years? Is it one of these situations where we just got to be patient? You know, take some therapy, whatever it takes, and just give these guys some time to kind of get better? Because we got all the talent in the
Jay,
world.
Jay, are you talking about your Falcon fandom, or are you talking about Raheem Morris? Because
I'm a Falcons fan, and I'm just trying to be optimistic and give these guys a chance. I hear everybody tearing them up, and I'm upset too. But, again, I'm kind of correlating it to a marriage to where, hey, it's going to take some time, going to have some rough patches. But when it's good, it's good. When it's bad, it's bad. But let's work through this.
Yeah.
And everybody come together.
Thanks for the phone call.
Here's the problem for me. Because I believe if you think the offense is a problem and you think the special teams is a problem, but you think the head coach can get it solved, let him give him a chance to make two hires on that side. But then there's the flip side where if – you don't get those hires right, and we're sitting here next year in a similar spot. Now you've run another scheme. You've put these players through another year, and the development of the offense and the quarterback primarily, like, where do you go from there? So it's a very fine line. The next five or six games, or the last whatever, how many games left of the season, are going to be very important for the future of the franchise.
No doubt.
Because when you sit at 3-7, I think it's easy to say it's over, fire everybody. But the reality is what happens from here on out could decide a lot of fates and futures.
I will say this before we go on to the next call. It does not concern me at all that you don't have a first-round pick next year.
No, because James Pierce is going to be a good player, it seems like. He's winning. He's getting pressures. He's creating plays. Don't read a stat sheet on an edge player and think it's a be-all, end-all.
Yeah, I think that when you need a first-round pick, you're talking about drafting a quarterback, talking about drafting a left tackle, you're talking about drafting edge rusher. Like, okay, like we have all three of those guys under contract. Now, you might say Penix is not the guy, but we're not going to go draft a quarterback next year in the first round either way.
No, he's getting another year.
So it is what it is.
Yeah, he's getting another year
at least. Yeah, that's not going to happen.
All right, let's go to I don't know if our signal's that large. Let's go to Debo in Charlotte. Debo's listening. Debo, what you got for us, man?
Debo.
What's going on, man? What's going on, y'all? Just want to say shout out to Mike. Got to join the game. Allie got the best laugh on radio. But, and I'm up here in enemy territory. And I want to say this. I want to blame all my coworkers to blame Raheem Morris and Zach Robinson for how I act this week, because this is ridiculous. I'm done. I'm a Grady baby. I've been in Charlotte for 10 years, and now I got to hear this all week long. So when I'm extra moody and mean this week, coworkers, blame the Falcons.
Yeah.
Okay. I got a question for y'all real quick, because the game is what it is. Considering the performance that Kyle Pitts has been having this year, would you consider not paying him and instead paying Tyler Allgeier? Because to me, this team needs Tyler Allgeier and Bijan Robinson.
That's a phenomenal phone call, Debo. Phenomenal.
Well, first off.
And if you only have to deal with it this week, you're actually in a good place, because for the next calendar year, you're probably going to hear about that.
And can I use the same? Can I just treat my coworkers poorly because
No.
First off,
we all live in Atlanta.
First off, I would pay Tyler Allgeier. If you look at the entirety of their career, their time span here, I would pay Tyler Allgeier over Kyle Pitts. Anyways, like
I have no designs on having Kyle
it's
Pitts
a no-brainer.
Back.
No, look. Again, I don't want to hear how he's used. I don't want to hear potential. The things you need from that position you're not getting. You've 2 weeks in a row you've had huge drops by him. So now the problem for me is I think Tyler Allgeier is going to go make good money to be a starter somewhere, or at least a 1A, 1B type thing, and it feels like he's a solid two right now.
The conversation around Tyler Allgeier, there's so many other questions that have to be answered before you get to that conversation. Who is his head coach? Who is his offensive coordinator? What style of offense are you running? I know one thing. Kyle Pitts can't keep his hands on the ball. He's not good blocking. It doesn't seem like he's getting open unless it's schemed up. Like, I'm solid on that. So I'm solid to move on from him. The Allgeier question will be answered later when you know who's calling the plays, and especially the run game.
All right, let's get one more. Let's go to Derek in Norcross. Derek, what's up, man? You're on the wake-up car in the morning shift. What you got for us?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. First-time caller. And I got to preface this. Now, I'm a New England Patriot fan.
Okay.
But I'm also a fan of the game. Now, if Dan Quinn had won you guys a Super Bowl, this city would be more patient with your current coaching staff. I'm telling you, you guys are a lot closer than you think. And if you reset this franchise by getting rid of Raheem, you're doing yourself a disservice. I'm telling you. I've been paying a lot of attention to you guys, and I'm telling you. Now, Penix is not my guy. Lose the do-rag and reinvent yourself. You know, but he is not my guy. Not right now. He hadn't shown me enough. And definitely got to get rid of Cousins. Oh, my God. I don't even go there. But you guys are a lot closer than you think, man.
Appreciate the phone call, man. That's a great phone call.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There's a lot of truth to what he's saying, and it's just not what we want to hear. It's not what the fan base wants to hear right now, but he's not wrong. If Dan Quinn and company finish the Super Bowl out that day, you feel better about your franchise and what you've been the last 20 years. But at the end of the day, 28-3 is real, and so therefore there's no patience. And I think the biggest problem for me with constantly is last year, it wasn't even a year in and people wanted to fire Raheem. And so therefore it's just like, I get tired of hearing the answer is firing people. Whether it's the answer today or not, I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying it's always let's just fire people. And at some point, you can't just keep firing people because it ruins. There is no culture when you fire people.
Yeah, the problem is where I sit right now, I'm just not sure what we're doing well. That's the problem.
But see, Mike, I'm not disagreeing with you on that. That's not what I'm saying. But my point is that I can't take people serious that just constantly I hear media members, I hear shows that all they say is fire somebody. What? It's like it.
Also, Derek's phone call. Derek's like, hey, Penix is not my guy. I still kind of believe in Raheem. It's like, Raheem picked Penix. And he picked Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, we're that ship is kind of sailed, man. Like, he attached himself to that guy.
We're going to get to this with Arch. Penix played his worst game as a pro in Berlin. And up until the injury, he was playing one of his most efficient games as a pro yesterday. So I'm not ready to also sell on him either.
Well, make sure to join the morning shift. That is us every Friday for the tailgate at home. It's presented by Publix. Bo will fire up the grill, share his favorite game day recipes, and you can share your best work on the grill by tweeting at the morning shift. It's the tailgate at home presented by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix. Like Bo mentioned, coming up next, we do have former QB, now analyst.
Analyst.
For the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network, Dave Archer will join us next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.